Hi, everybody. Well, we're coming in live. That's the BBS slogan here when we come in. So we're here live, and we're all alive. And today is July 6th, 2015. This is our Monday program. And we're on Station 1 if you're on an archive. And we also have Station 1 on Wednesdays and Station 2 Friday and Saturdays. So let's do a clearing for the day here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So I guess today's a day back in history, maybe 1945, I think. Not sure, but I think this is the day that the Philippines kind of got their freedom from the war. So that's maybe a day to celebrate. Who knows? But here we go. Remember, there are energies out there that may not even like that to have happened, but we won't go into that. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here for the day again. Maybe you're feeling trauma from that. Maybe you have to live in that lifetime. And today might feel a little different to you, not knowing why. Maybe that's what it is. Remember, the aliens copy and paste stuff. So maybe you feel a lot of sadness because you saw your family members, you know, get taken away or worse, you know, and you're feeling that now. So here we go. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, today is our show, which is the Healing Highway. And we'll bring up the light beams. You can bring up one or more of them on your screen. And we'll put 3 light beams in each one. And I know there are a few people out there that I've talked with who might have a couple of extra monitors up and they have light beams on it. So here we go. Maybe you got a half a dozen of them or so. So we'll energize those for you. Get 3 light beams per picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So just to kind of talk a little bit about the light chip here, if you're listening new to the program and you're used to the religions where you ask God for a favor and maybe you pay $20 or so as a plate gets passed around in the church to make sure that the God energy does understand that you want something, the light chip doesn't work that way. You're a free will, free choice. Doesn't really do anything for you but give you peace. It's up to you to move forward in your life once you're in peace. Otherwise, you're on timelines and you're in darkness, and then you're bringing in more of that karmic energy. So with the lights, you're only in peace energy, and it's up to you to bring forth your manifestations in light rather than being in darkness with the law of cause and effect. And that always goes in both directions. If the pendulum swings positive, then it goes negative. And it depends where you are on that pendulum, how far out you are, or where you are with trying to seek a balance. So the darkness does give you that chance to seek a balance, you know, on that pendulum, but normally you're on far extremes. And then if you were in balance, maybe in what you could call possibly zero time on the alien timeline, you're still on a timeline. Source energy has none of that. You're in the now continuously. And doesn't have any records or history of the past or the future. It only lives in the now. Everything else that's in your past does not exist. Otherwise, you'd be tied into duality. So let's bring our co-host on. So, Michelle, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. That's interesting. You say it still doesn't exist right now, but we carry the energies in our body if they're still there, if there's still some feelings there?
Yeah, your body is a problem because the alien gave you a body that has stored DNA in it, stored history, or her story. You know, it's either his story or her story, depending where you are. You know, so I don't know what sex you are in this lifetime, but the story is there. The storyline is there, and it gets copy and pasted continuously until you die. And unfortunately, until the body dies anyway, then your spirit's forced to have another body to come into because it's trapped here. And it's normally trapped for ideally a couple thousand years until ascension time comes. And then you have a chance to leave if you're able to do the work to get out of here. So the whole process is to get rid of mainly the emotions and your buttons. So look at what your buttons are that gets pushed, and if you don't have very many, you're very fortunate. But most people have lots of buttons. And the more you have, the more you need to work on yourself. That's why we have clearings on the website. So the whole thing is peace. Either you're in peace or you're not in peace. And if you're not in peace, then you're out on a timeline somewhere, and then you're not in light. And that's what happens. You're not in source energy. So back to you.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, there was a show that we did, and we released some energies with indigenous peoples. And I believe we focused on American indigenous peoples. But I was wondering if we could possibly do some healings for indigenous peoples, because there's many around the world in every country. So I was trying to think about some different things that maybe would help people, and we came up with some feelings that might possibly have occurred. If anyone has any ideas, they can certainly write into the show at clsquestions@yahoo.com and get some more ideas. But Ron, I was hoping to get a fear clearing to start out with.
Yeah, that's good. So think of one of your fears that you have, and we'll release that from you. Remember, the fear that you are experiencing could be from this lifetime of something happening to you, but before that incident happened, that was still in your DNA, and you have that, and then it got activated. So the process is to get these energies off of you, these energetic programs. So here we go. Think of one of your fears, maybe your worst fear, your best fear or whatever. And here we go, releasing that one energy from you of that situation that you experienced. One, two, three, four, and five, okay? So there you go. And sometimes fear could have a positive attribute, because you may need to be in fear to do something, to get motivated. You know, maybe you're as a younger child or something, and your parents tell you to do something and you don't do it, then they come in and reprimand you whatever way they did, and that motivated you from fear the next time, so nothing would happen to you. So the fear is sometimes a big motivation for people, as far as a pattern that can get copied and pasted. And you could be living fear your whole life and using that fear energy to get yourself motivated. So you look around for fear. You want to get afraid of things. So, back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, and I know if somebody consistently feels fear, a lot of times they might pick up some sort of an addiction, because it makes them forget about it, makes them feel better. So could we also do a clearing for addictions?
Yeah, so think of one of your addictions. It could be anything, eating those potato chips every night, watching TV maybe, or, you know, something else, whatever it is that you have. Maybe you have a glass of wine every night, and that is an addiction to you. You know, there's many, many things. So here we go. So releasing that one situation, you got to look at it, where you believe your addiction is. So one, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And so specifically about maybe indigenous peoples, because at some point colonization was the way of the world, all over the world. Or kind of brainstorming and wondering if betrayal would be a good healing to do for indigenous people. Maybe they felt betrayed.
Okay. Feeling betrayed. Okay. So here we go. may not deal with you in this lifetime, but, you know, you may have had a life where that's happened to you. So here we go. Releasing the energy that you're thinking of. One, two, oh, that's pretty heavy. Three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Wow. And that could even kind of work like we're doing it one for the fear, you know, and betrayal and addiction. Just think of maybe you're going to school, you know, in your younger years, and your parents said, you know, if you get an A, you know, we're going to give you $5 or $20 or $50 or whatever, you know. Depends how old you are, you know. So, you know, you may remember the days when you could put a nickel into a machine and get something, you know, a little gum machine or something. Now it's probably a quarter, you know. But anyway, and even remember getting $2 bills and 50 cent pieces. But anyway, let's go on from there. So maybe you're always looking for that reward coming your way when you do extra good. And now, since, you know, you don't get paid for doing that extra, going the extra mile, maybe you say, you know, I'm not going to do that any longer because I'm not getting paid for it. And I'm being used now, okay? And that could be a pattern that you got, and you don't really fulfill or succeed your expectations because you don't want to, because you don't feel that you're worthy of it now, because you're not getting paid that much. So that's another way to look at it. And, you know, that's just the way life is here. So if you're fitting your, you know, into that, you're wearing that shoe, here we go. Let's try to release that from you. Whatever word you think it would be in your life, you know, could even be self-sabotage. So here we go, releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. So earlier, it was also suggested that we clear funerals. What was exactly meant by that? Somebody had written in.
What's the word again?
Just funerals in general?
Oh, funerals. Okay, well, that could mean a lot of things, you know. Maybe funerals could be, are you dying? You know, that might scare you to live. It could mean that you have dealt with funerals in your past. Maybe your whole town got, you know, something happened to it, and you're the survivor, you know. And so you see all these graves of people that you knew and loved, possibly. Remember, the love got you. So you want to be neutral. You want to be in peace, not necessarily in love, because love will bring the opposite. So if you love somebody and now that you see them, that they're no longer there and they're in their grave, now you're at the opposite end of that. So you could be at heartache or anything else. It's a little different when you look at it, if you can look, you know, outside of yourself and just see what the difference is and why you want to be in peace, you know. Otherwise, you may say, you know, that sounds kind of cold. My loved one died, you know, and I shouldn't feel anything about it. Well, you know, you may want to change a little bit of your reality and kind of look at it a different way. Otherwise, you could be living in sadness for your whole lifetime because you're now disempowered, giving your energy to something else outside of yourself. So you may want to look at that. It's a little kind of a rough way to look at things, but everybody does normally leave here at some point. And they leave behind friends, relatives, et cetera, you know, pets and animals. But here we go. Let's do a clearing for that again. So think of your situation on how you felt or are feeling about going to funerals. So here we go, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you.
Okay. So I know a couple weeks ago it was suggested that if we wanted to discuss more healings for Indigenous people to write down the names of some tribes. Did you still want some names of tribes?
Yeah, we could do that, sure. How many do you have?
Oh, there's a lot, Ron, but I can just name a few. So I'm going to name a few from the Midwest area, and then I actually have a list because there's obviously people all over this country. Every tribe had a name.
The ones that you have, and we'll do a clearing for all of them at one time.
Okay. So here I have Menominee, Choctaw, Algonquin, Chippewa, Orioles, Potawatomi, Moosey, Mohican, Oneida, Ho-Chunk, and I'll just name a couple from a longer list of alphabetized ones. Coquille, Dakota, Cree, Fox, Gallabee, Haida, Innu, again, Cree, Kwatlin, Lakota, Makusi, Nabesna, Ottawa, Pamlico, Kekwa, and Rumson, Sac, Teltan, Uchi, Wallapai, Yakima, and Zia and Zuni. So there's a long list in under every letter because every tribe had a name.
Okay, I can think of three maybe. You got Navajo. I didn't hear
Navajo.
That. Then we got Sioux. That maybe that was listed. Then we got Lakota and Iroquois. So.
Oh, yeah, and Winnebago. That's.
Yep, so if we didn't get your particular one, just know that it's included here. So here we go. Because you may have relatives or might be, maybe you know that you were that in 1600s or something, and a lot of the energies left you, but you still kind of relate to, typically probably being kicked off your land, That's, I guess, what it would be. Your freedom was taken away. So here we go. Let's release that energy, and it'd probably be more like an anger energy that you could be dealing with that is underlying your whole life, not knowing why you have it. So here we go, an injustice. So releasing these energies, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And what we'll do is a release here of an object that could be in you. Typically when people think of maybe North American Indians, they think of the Indians with a bow and arrow, maybe a knife or something before they had weapons. So if somehow you died of an object in you or even a bullet back then and you really don't know it, but you have a little problem with your shoulder or something, don't know what it is, let's release that. So if you know of a place in your body that kind of maybe resonates to this, feels about right, you just know you have this pain, don't know where it came from, and or maybe just say, I need some help here. We'll try to look for something. This is one of the few times that I'll do that. So here we go. So normally you need to specify something, otherwise the life's judging you. So here we go. So I'll be looking myself for something on you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's just see if that helps you. Maybe we can have somebody send us a little comment on that for the radio program here. That'd be clsquestions@yahoo. It would be nice to see something if you had some relief and maybe even saw a vision or something during this process of what happened. So back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. I was thinking arrows because before, you know, there was an influx of white people, other tribes would war with other tribes, I guess, when they felt the need. And so I'm sure there's a lot of people that also had arrows, and that's from every country. Every country started out using arrows, too, so.
Uh-huh.
So do you think that that cleared that energy as well?
Yeah, yeah, we'll clear arrow energy, so that's probably a big one. Maybe, I guess, hatchets, too, possibly, or something. So yeah. Here we go. One, releasing that. Two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
All right, great. I haven't had anyone write in specifically about this topic today. But is there anything else that you wanted to cover about it, Ron?
No, we can just see what the people say, and then we can kind of move on here. You know, something else needs to be released. Maybe we could do something if we get a comment or something. But, you know, that could be, you know, a lot of stuff going on because you start looking at the history and, you know, there's a lot going on there. My understanding is that all Indian tribes in North America were actually black-skinned people, probably from Africa. So that's my understanding. And they don't portray them that way. But I think, you know, that might be true. So anyway, and we'll just move on from that, okay?
Yeah. I do know, now that you said that, I had a friend and I believed him to be African-American, and I made a comment. I said, you don't have any hair on your arms. And he said, no, I'm part Native American and part Black, so I don't really need it. And I said, wow, that's really interesting. And he said, well, when a lot of the Africans that were slaves had been freed, then they kind of met up with a lot of Native Americans that were also displaced because they kind of had something in common. And so a lot of them got together. So that may be where that came from. And I also know a friend, a really good friend of mine, who has, he's Native American, and he has blonde hair and blue eyes. And for the longest time, he'd tell me about Native American tribes and what was going on, you know, recently with many tribes and different contracts and things that they were working on. And I said, wait a minute, you have blonde hair and blue eyes. And he said, yeah, well, when the Vikings came over and they saw these beautiful people living here, they were like, burn the boats, we're staying. So he goes, by the time Columbus made his way all the way up to the north, like around New York, he saw these blonde-haired, blue-eyed indigenous people and thought, wow, you know, who are these people? And my friend explained that that's where that came from. So we all come in all shapes and sizes and colors, I guess. So, okay, I'm going to move on to one of the questions. So we got a question that says, on July 4th radio show, you said that we don't always have to timeline crash before we space-time crash. Is this true?
Well, normally, if you do, okay, if you're doing timeline crashes, then you do want to do space-time maybe 10% of what you put in as far as the length of time. But you can do a space-time crash anytime. With an issue, because you may be lost in space and you may have an issue because of that. So, you know, remember, you're not always here. Where are you? And did you come back? Another way to put that, let's say you meditated one day and never came back. A little piece of you that was out there, you know, didn't come back. Maybe most of you did, but a little piece didn't. And it's lost in space, lost in the darkness. So, yeah, it is good to do, you know, and you can do space-time crashes for an issue. But, you know, the main thing is the only reason why you're doing a timeline crash is because you know you have an issue. You're in that issue, and you want to get out of that issue, and you want to get returned back here so you can be back in the moment in source energy. Another way of saying it, when you're on a timeline, you're no longer in source energy. You're no longer with your spirit because your spirit can't communicate with you on those timelines. The darkness does that, and it may even fabricate a spirit in you. So, you know, you want to be in the now. You want to be here with your spirit on this planet because your body is created from this planet energy. So back to you.
Yeah, when you said that, I thought that possibly, let's say you had an operation when you were 15, and you're probably never going to have that operation again, and hopefully you've chosen not to or don't need any more operations in the future. So it's not, I don't know if that's necessarily a timeline, but you could be out there in the Beyondo and need a space-time crash for this. Is that an example of how it could be used?
Yeah, you could go back and timeline crash your operation if you would like. Since that time you have pain in your body, and so you want to get off of the timeline from the operation, and then also another timeline that maybe gave you pain because of the operation that you had. And remember, when you're not conscious, when they numb you out or whatever, you know, if you're like, you know, under say doctor's care, and you're given some drug to where you're knocked out completely, then you're not in your body. And so that you're not conscious and your body may become very numb in the area so you don't feel anything as they're doing a surgery on you. So that's kind of self-explanatory. But where are you? Your spirit's not in your body. It could be floating on top of the room, just like people talk about with near-death experiences. Did it come back all the way? Did it just decide, you know, it's all right. This operation is going to take, you know, an hour. I'm just going to, you know, head out somewhere else and do something. So maybe you're doing something with somebody else, one of your friends, and maybe you don't have a body to latch onto, and the darkness steals your spirit. As you're floating around there, a little ball of light will say, and they go, ah, we got one now, you know, and they take you away. And then you come back, and you don't feel the same after your operation, and you wonder what happened to you. Because you felt really good before it, and after it, you just feel like you're dazed, or you don't have all the cups in the cupboard, will say, you know, you're not, you know, you just don't have it together. And so you could do a space-time crash for that. Maybe you're out there lost in space. A timeline crash could, in a sense, rewrite your history from your past because you're going back to that timeline. And so that could help you rewrite in your history. So, you know, and it takes more than one timeline crash, naturally, maybe 500 to 1,000 of them to make it effective, and then also look at other timeline crashes that you can do along with that, because one may not fix your problem. Maybe you have 20 of them. Maybe you got all these things, the fear and anxiety. Maybe, you know, you're afraid of not waking up, and that's another timeline they put you on. Maybe, you know, the doctor said, you know, you're not going to be able to walk properly again, and now you're worried about that before they do the operation, and now you're on that timeline, and you're still on until you're walking funny. So it could be many, many timelines that you got put on just for one situation. So always look at what could be going along with it, you know, when you're doing your clearing. You know, but the main one that you realize is what you want to clear first, and then reevaluate and start again. Do another timeline crash. So back to you.
Yeah, I know when people are facing operations, fear is often a feeling that they have a lot. So All right, we have a request here. Somebody says that they have electroshock in their hand sometimes, and they don't like the feeling. They're wondering if you have any solutions on what that might be.
So their hand feels like it's being shocked. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it just that sometimes there's like an electroshock feeling in the hand.
Hmm. Well, you could be out on a tangent timeline, you know. You got, you know, I'm just, what typically would happen is that you were abducted, you know, which is, you know, the word that's used all the time that we use. You know, you're not here, you know, you're being changed on every 10 minutes, so, you know, you are being abducted all the time. So that's just like breathing air, you know. And so maybe you're put on a tangent timeline during one of those abductions that you had. And you're being experimented with. So you want to do timeline crashes for the shock in your hand, and then maybe do timeline crashes to take you from the alien timelines that connected to the initial timeline that you got abducted onto. So I don't know how to say that any simpler than that. It will be a tangent timeline. So that's where they do their dirty work on people, put you on the table and everything else. So normally all they want you for is a situation that they keep relooping and doing it over and over and over again to get the energy. But there are ones that say, you know, this person's kind of hurt their knee. Well, we're going to take them, and now we're going to amputate the knee. We're going to put poison in the knee. We're going to do all this, you know, and then you're wondering why you can't get well and maybe why you're having phantom pains because you're out on another timeline that's related to the one that you should be crashing. So, you know, see where you are and first crash that one and then say, okay, I did that. It feels pretty complete. I did 1,000 timeline crashes. And my knee still kind of hurts a little bit. It helped, but it still hurts. Then now you want to look at timelines where you've been actually experimented with, strapped to a table or whatever, where the aliens are experimenting with you. And, you know, do that, clearing after that, and you may get some relief. So back to you.
Okay, so you would specifically write in aliens working on me or being abducted. In the timeline crash?
Yeah, I'm being abducted from a timeline for experimentation, I guess.
So we have another email, and it was written right in the same time, and it's just kind of relates. It says, what about tingling in the body? What to do? Would that be the same thing?
I would say so, yeah. Yep, I would say do that first, see what happens. You don't always know what you don't know. And what's the most scariest thing that could happen to you probably is being done to you or maybe has been. So, you know, just realize that, yeah, okay, I want to get this stuff off me. Because the only way to help yourself is to get it off. That's why we have timeline crashes. And the whole website is, you know, devoted to clearing programs from you and also getting rid of, they're all alien programs, and then also getting the aliens, you know, away from you if possible. Disconnecting from their energies. That's why we have all those free alien clearings in that drop-down box. So, and if you're not doing those and you do have a computer and you just don't think you need it, by all means do them. You know, I would probably do maybe, you know, half a dozen a night and just leave your computer on running with those alien programs that's there. Because you can do timeline crashes, you can do the gray skies, you can do the head connectors, all that is stuff that's external to you. So anything that's external, you can put up, you know, different clearings on that. If you're doing whole lifetime clearings, now that's your buttons, okay? That's the buttons in you. So if you're doing button stuff, then you want to be a little more careful and not do too many clearings because your body now has to change its energy to heal, and you may get very tired. But the alien ones, you could put them all up if you wanted to. You know, I think, you know, whatever's there. And I think we do have a new baptism clearing up. So if you were baptized or you were, you know, something was done to you where you had to do something where you were under the power or something else, that would have talked about being baptized in a church, we have that clearing up. It's $50, and it's called the Alien Baptism. I think barcode removal. So that just got put up. And may want to try that one out. Remember, you don't know what's happening to you if you're a young child and all the aliens there are hooking you up as a gigantic barcode. And your parents gave you away. So back to you.
Yes, because when we are children, we are often very emotional, and I'm sure that's very attractive to aliens. We did get a couple responses about the Native American healing. It says, thank you very much, Ron, for the Native American healings, and we're wondering if we could do a poverty clearing for Indigenous people around the world.
Well, I can't do it for everybody. That's to say, I'll do it for the people listening.
Okay.
Okay? The people who are listening, I'll do that clearing for. So here we go. If you have any poverty issues from your past, coming up from being some type of Indian, we'll say. Here we go, releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke.
Okay, thank you. So then, going back to the space-time crashes, I believe that at one point we were given a free version of the space-time crash, and the person is wondering if that is still usable, or is it only available with the timeline crash purchase?
Yeah, it's free when you get the timeline crash.
Okay.
It's only usable when you get the timeline crash. They're both now included as one clearing when you get into the timeline crash page. So back to you.
So use it during that month. And then we had another thank you for the removing of the bullets and the arrows. Okay, so the next email is, Ron, can you do a sample healing for a body brace to support our bodies?
A body brace? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Good clearing for it. I would get on and do the space clearing. Go in and get the space clearing, and if you have a body brace, then it's going to contain your energy. So just go in and do the space clearing and maybe do it, you know, for quite a while, you know. Let's just say that, I'll switch gears slightly here. Let's just say you go into a hospice store, heaven forbid. Oh, boy, but what is that secondhand store? It's a little better, okay? So you go into a secondhand store, and there you see crutches or maybe canes. Well, you want to have that experience? You're going to buy all of them there? Did you want to put it out to the aliens that you want to trip and fall and need a cane or crutches, you know? So all the energy's on it. So if you have some type of brace, that might be kind of similar. If you don't need it, then don't use it. But if you still have it hanging around, thinking that you might need it in the future, and maybe you might, but you may want to clear it so it doesn't have the old energy of when you needed it or used it, okay? That way it'll be neutralized. Because, you know, whatever you find laying around your house will have energy on it. It could be anything. So, you know, you want to get rid of the energy to neutralize maybe all of your belongings. And the object clearing could do that. And so could the space clearing. I was thinking of space before because it sounded like it might be a big object. And that would be in your space, okay? Other than that, it would be an object clearing. That could be jewelry. It could be your shoes. you know, maybe you're wearing a pair of, like, women high heels or something, and you twisted your ankle. And maybe you did it 6 months ago, your ankle's fine, and you wear it maybe, you know, maybe at a special event, maybe you have another party to go to, something like that, that, you know, you went to one 6 months ago, now you have another one. And you go to your closet, and there's those shoes that you twisted your ankle on, you know? And that's all that you have that you can wear because it matches everything else that you'll be putting on. So you go, uh-oh, why, I remember being having a twisted ankle from these, I want to wear them. Well, you know, right now they have your hurt foot on it, or hurt ankle or whatever. Do an object clearing on it, and now it'll be neutralized, and you can now go out and do what you want to do. And hopefully they don't give you a reoccurring barcode because you, you know, are wearing the same shoes. You know, that could be kind of scary too, but you do want to neutralize it. And, you know, if you have something that you're wearing, some clothing that maybe you didn't wash, well, washing helps clothing a whole lot. Let's just say you wore this thing once, whatever it was, and it's not dirty, but you had really a crappy day with it, you know? You know, you had it on and, you know, maybe it was, you had to wear a suit, right, to go to maybe court or something, we'll just say, or some kind of event. And, you know, that event traumatized you. And you had all this negative energy on it, and you didn't clean the suit, and now you got to wear the suit again. So right away, you're going back to that timeline that the suit, you know, is there, and you're wearing it, and now you're bringing in that day and time that maybe happened 6 months ago, a year ago, or whatever. So that's why you want to energetically clean things. So you can do it on the website. You do an object clearing on that. And otherwise, it's going to be lurking in your closet, radiating this energy, and you open the closet up and you wonder why you're feeling bad or anxious or something. Well, that thing's still there having a life of its own, having your timeline on it, and you're experiencing that when you look at it. I'm sure everybody out there has something that they have that maybe they cherish, but each time they see it, it brings back memories from the past, okay? Well, that's not too good. Now you're on that timeline, and you're not here. So, you know, you may want to clear the energy off that so now it's neutral. But it's stuck now also on a timeline. It can't do anything. And you want it to be free, just like yourself. So anyway, it gets to be a little more difficult to talk about this because some things, maybe somebody who passed on, you know, you still have, you know, something that they used to wear that belonged to them, and it brings back those memories. And you may not want to get rid of it. Well, that's kind of your choice. But then, you know, normally most things, you know, except for somebody maybe dying, you know, it's very nice to get rid of it. So, back to you.
Okay. I was thinking that possibly for that person also that wrote in that maybe their muscles need to feel more relaxed and yet strong. And I was wondering if the "I now increase my life force energy" saying could help them be more energized and feel more relaxed in their body.
Yeah, that's very good. That could help them. You know, if it is something where you needed a brace on your body and maybe you had a little bit of atrophy going on because maybe you had it on your leg or something and, you know, you're trying to build your strength up again after an operation or whatever. Boy.
Yeah, I know, but that does happen with muscles.
Oh. Had to do a big sneeze. I don't know what that means, but anyway, you may need to get back into wellness. So, you know, go back and get rid of all those timelines, and then you want to neutralize your brace and take the pain energy out of the brace and just neutralize it, and it would do that. And then from there, see that object can now resonate back to you, that pain. And the process, what you went through, and not being whole and complete, whatever that would be to you. So it's there telling you that you now are not functional, okay? And it's radiating that because you weren't at that time. So you want to clear it off. So do a clearing on the object. And maybe even do a clearing it may be on your bed, because you slept in your bed, I'm sure, and that has that energy in there, and whatever else you needed in the process of getting well. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. I'm going to move on to the next question. It says, if I'm following my spirit, what is actually happening? Am I really on timelines and going somewhere I shouldn't if I'm doing this? I feel like this puts me further into timelines, and it should not matter where I am, but where my spirit is at and how it is located in my body instead of somewhere outside of me. So I think that they mean that they are trying to figure out where their spirit is going, but I believe that it is better to make your body a comfortable, peaceful place to be so that your spirit stays in your body.
Yeah.
Right, because your spirit could go anywhere. You won't want to go there because you could be putting yourself on timelines thinking of being someplace else where your body is not, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Boy, another problem. Back to you. Can you just keep talking for a minute?
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so I'm going to read the next question. It says, it is about heart murder. And I think that what they mean by that is when somebody does something that kind of breaks your heart. So it says, how about discussing heart murder? One person is programmed to run after another that denies your attention and pretends to be your friend to murder your heart. You have a program to get your heart murdered. The other person has a program to hurt your heart for whatever reason. So I think maybe somebody feels something for another person and they don't feel it is being returned. And so they're just wondering if that's a program. It sounds like a program. You know, we've all seen this before where one person wants to be with another and it's not returned. There's so many songs written about this particular thing. But this listener is referring to it as heart murder.
So, yeah, very interesting. Yeah, that's very good. You can never expect anything that you give away returned to you. So that's even money, you know. So if you go into a relationship and you're giving somebody all of your love energy, using that because that's the darkness energy, because that's what you know, that's what you're taught to do. Boy, when you're talking about the spirit leaving, I got a big hit. Very interesting. But anyway, so whatever you give away, you know that it's done freely. So some people think that the other person, the other partner, has to give them what you give them back, et cetera, you know, or what they gave you, you're going to give them, and vice versa. It doesn't work that way. So if you're looking for something outside of yourself to fill that hole, the gap of your emptiness, and you may call it love, don't ever, you know, it doesn't, the dark side will give you all that torment. So don't ever expect it to be returned to you. In true life, there'd be no issue like that. But in darkness, people somehow think that they gave with somebody for all this time, they didn't get any love returned, and now they got to break up, and they feel that person has, you know, a large bank vault full of their love, and they stole it from them, and they never got anything back in return. Well, it's that's just the way it is, you know. And the darkness wants you to think that you need to have an equal sharing relationship with love going from one person to another. And that will never really happen. So just know that if you're thinking that, you were taught the wrong thing. You've been lied to. So whatever you give away, just look at it as, you know, throwing, you know, kind of like maybe throwing, you know, bird seed to the birds, you know. They're never going to come back and give you, you know, money to buy more bird seed or even bird seed. You know, just know that it's gone. And you chose to give away part of your spirit energy, possibly, along with, you know, your life force energy. So your life force energy that your body has is what you probably more than likely gave away. And that's up to you if you want to deplete yourself. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And that's what the darkness wants you to believe, their storyline, that you need to have something returned back to you. And it may not ever happen. So then you're in the needy program of the aliens wanting somebody to fix you. And they're trying to fix you with love, and you're not getting it from them. So back to you.
Yeah. I was watching in a TV show recently, somebody, and I've seen this before, where somebody says, "I love you," and then they stand there and they wait for the person to say the same thing, but the other person, you know, may not be there yet and not feeling that. And it's so much nicer if somebody says that and gives the other person the freedom to not say it, because then the person can come to it on their own. And when a person comes to it on their own, it is more genuine and real. So, that may be a program that the person was running. So kind of related to that, it says, when people get married, aren't they courted, timelined, and programmed at the altar?
Yep, all that. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I guess so, huh?
Yep.
Hopefully you marry a good person.
Yeah.
Somebody that you really want to be with. So, Ron, I know you said you had a little reaction to the spirit question. Did you want to go back to that at all?
Well, the spirit,
you want
to you're not going to know where your spirit goes, number one. It's supposed to be with you. You might get possibly you might get a genetic, if you start looking, you know, then the dark side may give you a psychic hit on where you think it is, but, you know, you're really not going to know. So it's supposed to be with you. If it takes off on its own or gets stolen or whatever, you're really not going to know that. So that's kind of how. It's kind of sad, but, you know, your spirit is from light. And you're not from light because you're not living in light. You were from light a long, long time ago, but that's all that energy of who you used to be is no longer with you. So you may be maybe one millionth of what you used to be, so, and the rest is darkness. So you are running a little bit of light, but as far as trying to draw light to you with your spirit, that's really not going to happen. If your spirit takes off and it's enticed to go someplace, like when you're sleeping, you can tell it to stay in your body, but most spirits don't do that because they get enticed by timelines. You start getting rid of those timelines, and very possibly, and the clone planets, clone Earth ones, we have that for parallel lives and things, then very possibly you may have a better sleeping experience and not be out there. But it's trying to figure out where your spirit went, where it went to, investigate that. You'll probably never be able to successfully figure that one out. And remember, curiosity killed the cat. So the more you start looking, maybe the worse off it's going to be for you. The darkness will give you quite an experience out there with that self-fulfilling prophecy that you might have in 20 years, but you're wasting all of your life force energy as they're stealing from you as you're looking for something outside of yourself, including your spirit. It may be right with you. They may have told you that it's not with you. So that's how I sort of see that. So you really have, you know, no control of your spirit. All you can do is get cleaned out to have more of your spirit with you. And we got to clean out your DNA. That's why we have clearings to do so. If you don't clean yourself out, then of course your spirit cannot be with you. It's facts of life. It doesn't go into darkness. So back to you.
Yes, and I know a good situation to do is if you're doing lots of clearings, getting out those old emotions and darkness and densities, to also run a spirit integration separate clearing all the time, so that as darkness is coming out of you, your spirit is coming back in. It's being called back into your body. And you can do that with any of the free clearings. I know they have one in the 2,000-year barcode clearing, which is listed on the left side page of the website. And you could just have it running for indefinitely, as many minutes as you want. So that's a good way to keep the light coming back in, especially if you're removing a lot of things. Okay, I think we have time for one more question, Ron, or do we need to go soon?
I got 56 here on my phone, so we're probably due to end the program.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
All right.
Okay, so thank you all for listening. And do send in questions and testimonials, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll do the mind to heart drop. So what you want to do is command your spirit. Remember, you have to wake it up, talk to it. So you're commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And that way it'll go from darkness, because your thoughts are darkness, your judgments, and put them into your heart where they're neutralized. Then you're at peace. So here we go, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So everybody, thank you for listening. The next conference call is Tuesday. We do energetic cordings, and then our VBS program is on Wednesdays on Station 1. Thank you, everybody. Blessings.